Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. Welcome back from 7 weeks of vacation.
This has been a long time since we've recorded together.
Yeah. You've
Has it
been
been
on
7 weeks?
a very long vacation.
I wish it was really that long of a vacation. Don't know if we wanted, I never wanted to come back, I'll
Was it
tell
a
you that right now.
full week or no?
That we went, well, I mean, I took a full week of vacation from
But
work.
it wasn't a full week in
No.
Florida.
No,
Well,
we left on Saturday morning. We came back on we got back home on Thursday afternoon. So it was 5 days.
you bought the 5-day package.
Yeah. Yeah, we
That's
did. It
a
was,
short thing, man. You didn't get to go
well,
to Universal.
no, we didn't. And we had done a similar amount of time when a few years ago when we took the kids for the first time, and so we figured the same amount. But if we go back again, well, I'm sure we'll go back again. We'll do extra days.
Yeah, and then
It's just
spend
so expensive.
2 days in Universal.
Oh, Mike, it's expensive there.
I know it is. It's just as expensive as Disney, but it's
No,
better.
I don't mean Universal in particular. I mean basically Disney and that whole type of vacation. It's just so
Oh, I've
expensive.
been there. That's why you save. That's why you save
Yeah,
during the year.
absolutely. We've saved for years. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yes.
How is that? Because as a New York person, I've never
Okay,
been to
I haven't been to Disneyland in shit. It's been
Since they
25
opened
years,
in
30
1965.
years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's been 30 plus years, so it's probably changed a hell of a lot in
Yes.
terms of what it is, but I also went to Florida at the same time, and it's like Disney World. It's like Disney World, except it's just Disney. Like they didn't have any side parks at the time.
Right. And now they have at least a couple of them, I know.
Yeah, now I think they've grown it, but it's not. I don't think it's the size of Disney World. Like Disney World has like, what, 8 parks?
Well, the way that I understand it, I could be wrong too, but I from what I understand, there's Disneyland is kind of set in a certain area where there's not a ton of room to expand, like, right? I
Yeah,
mean, is it
it's like out in LA somewhere. I mean, it's near there, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's
Whereas
the big difference.
Florida, they just have a bunch of land and they can keep on adding on.
Yeah, they he bought Walt bought all of that land, swamp land, for like basically pennies for each acre or whatever, and with lots of room to grow. But yeah.
That's a lot of parks. I don't know, 5 days wouldn't be enough for me, I'm telling you. I think when we went there last, it was a family vacation, so it was my brother and his wife and his kids and my mom and dad.
When was that about? Do you remember?
6 years, maybe 7 years
Okay,
ago.
not too bad. Yeah.
Pre-Star Wars. I mean, it still had the Star Wars, what do you call it, ride, where the droid
The
takes you
Star
on the,
Tours.
yeah, Star Tours, but they didn't have no Millennium Falcon or anything.
Right.
But I think we had the 7-day package, and I still feel like I didn't get enough. But I really, like, I tell Barb, like, comparing Disney to Universal, it's just it's like Universal is like for everybody that's like 12 and higher. Like it the ride experience is just times 10 better.
Me and Stacy went to Universal once before the kids. I think as a lot of it is because of the what I grew up with, and I just absolutely I love Disney. I love Disney World. It's like, I don't know. Universal was fine.
Universal's got
We
like
spent one
Marvel
day there,
stuff. It's got all
and
the
that was that.
emulators, the Simpson rides, the Mummy, the other, God, it's just so like the in terms of like quality rides, I just think it's so much better.
Oh,
Like
see,
you might have the magical experience, but I'm talking about like giving you butterflies and just
I'm
having
much.
experience on rides that are more thrill rides than just, oh, there's, you know, it's magical experience.
I do agree that it has more of those older, older kid adult rides. But honestly, I don't even. There's only so many of those that I can handle these days. So I actually prefer the whole Disney thing.
Yeah, I just I'm nowhere near that. Like Disney, I like that roller coaster that it, and I think it's that Adventureland or wherever the animal park is. But other than that one, they're just, God, they're just not like as thrill rides. Like,
No, they're not.
and that's what I like. And
Oh, God, they're
I love emulators like Star Tours and stuff, and their emulators like through
not.
Simpsons World and The Mummy and
Yeah.
Harry Potter, where it actually emulates you falling and moving and crashing into things and heat and all, like it's just so much better for
See,
me.
to me, depending on how intense that simulation is, I sometimes need to even take like Dramamine beforehand because I'll start feeling the
Oh
like if you're not
man.
really going like if you're if it's one of those where it looks like you're moving around but you're not really I start to I can get dizzy and like nauseous.
Oh, so I could go to Comic Cons with you, but I better not go to amusement parks with you.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
stick with
that
Keith Knudsen and us getting stuck on the roller coasters,
it
but.
doesn't work out well. All but yeah, so I just wanted to actually that's one of the things I wanted to talk about is just our trip. And so like you said, we went for 5 days and took the kids. It was their second time and we stayed at the Disney Boardwalk and it was really a fantastic time. It was, it's still the age of COVID, so the masks were mandatory on, indoors at all times. They were super, super, whatever you want to call it. They were super aware of making sure that people wore them. At all times they would have somebody stationed if you were going to go inside anywhere, and they would tell
Yeah.
you, make sure you put on your mask. But I mean, we had a great time. The kids had a fabulous time. We went to the Hollywood Studios, and I asked Zach, and he wanted to do Twilight Zone Tower of Terror,
Yeah.
and so we did that,
That's a
and
good one. They're replacing it though, aren't they?
I think they are in Disneyland, but not Disney World. Disney
Oh,
World,
okay.
I should say. So
But I
yeah,
thought
so.
it was still gonna do something different. Like it was still gonna be like a tower ride, but it was moving away from the
Different
Twilight
theme.
Zone. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we when we got off, he's like, "Oh my God!" Like, he wasn't quite sure what to think and stuff.
That's
But then,
awesome. I love
yeah,
that
then
ride.
we're walking out into the gift shop before we meet up with Stacy and Allie because neither one of them wanted to go. Like, Stacy does not like drop rides. She didn't like that
See
feeling.
that's my shit.
I don't mind the drops. The drops are fine for me. And I look down to Zach. I'm like, you know what? It's so nice to finally have somebody else that will, somebody else in the
To
family that will
ride
finally go
with,
on this
yeah.
with me. He looks at me. He goes, Mom hasn't gone on this? I go, no, she's too scared. That was all he needed. He was like beaming, like with pride
Yeah.
that, he went through, he went to one of
He
these.
experienced something that
Yeah,
Stacy
Stacy
won't
went
want
too.
ride.
Yeah, so he was the big man then, so that was kind of cool. He was talking about that the rest of the day. But that was it was fun. We had a good time. The second day we were there, well, first of all, the first day, it's an early start. Got up at like 4:30 in the morning for like a 6 o'clock plane ride and stuff, and we went to the parks in the afternoon, and the kids were just exhausted. So it wasn't ideal because they were getting cranky and stuff, waiting in lines. And but the second day, you know, they got a little bit more sleep. We went to Animal Kingdom. The first part of the day was pretty okay, but again, some whining when we were waiting for in the lines. And we got to it started to drizzle a little. And have you ever? I don't know if you remember it, but there's this River Rapids ride at Animal Kingdom where you're basically in a huge, like,
a circular inner tube thing. Yeah.
Yes. And so we're like, oh, that, you know, it has like no wait at all. Like, it's like 5 minute wait. Like, let's go. Now, on the way getting there, it starts pouring. So we kind of like, we got into the line, the overhangs that we weren't drenched.
Yeah, but if you're going to get wet, you're going to get wet on that ride anyway. Well
that's what we were thinking, right? But now,
the idea is you might get wet.
You could come away with
that.
So
there's like eight stations, and it's like, yes, if you just hit that wake just enough,
yes,
it the wake comes over the seat and soaks you.
Yeah.
But that's only like a fourth of the. Depending on where it hits, it could soak two sections, but it won't soak the other two.
What you're saying, that's a perfect description, because you can go on that thing and you could get like a little bit, you know, some like basically like splattered with water a little bit, or you could come out literally drenched, right? And you don't know ahead of time. But it was pouring, so we kind of went off to the side and we waited for a little bit. Then it tapered off. We're like, okay, let's get in there. So we got right on as we're being seated in that big like inner tube thingy, and they're going around making sure everyone's buckled in. It starts absolutely pouring, like harder than it was before, right? Before the thing even starts moving, well, I'm as wet in fully, you know, fully clothed. That's as wet as I've ever been.
Yeah.
And it hadn't even started. So then it starts going, and we're like, this is insane. Like, everyone – so it's the four of us plus, like
– that's got to be funny, like, though. You're all laughing your asses off.
Oh, my God. Two other groups of three people. Like, you know, a mom, dad, and a kid. Like, there are two sets of that. And we're all, like looking at each other, like, what are we even doing? Like, laughing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it starts going, and, like, sure enough, like, one of those big, like, waves, like, crash on a bunch of us. We're like – oh my God, that felt good. That the water was warm.
Warmer than the rain.
But anyhow, we got off. Of course, you know, we're already drenched from the rain. But
that must be uncomfortable, though, mask wise. Like, can you take your mask off during the?
So we did not have our mask on for that because it was totally outside, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we're supposed to go back in anywhere, we're supposed to have our mask on. Guess. Well, I mean, our masks are literally drenched. You can't breathe through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So,
me and Barb have learned to do on water rides is like take a fanny pack and then have Ziploc bags, that's and then put all the shit in the Ziploc bag that you don't want to get wet.
That's exactly what we should have done.
Yeah. So that's what we we'd put our masks in there, you know, so we don't have.
Yeah. We were supposed to go to we had dinner reservations at Hollywood Studios because, you know, like Animal Park, we usually don't spend the whole time at. So we immediately went to the bus. They had like those, you know, like surgeon masks or whatever, you know, those medical masks that they could hand out. So they gave us those. We got on the bus, went back to the hotel, got changed as quickly as we could. We tried to blow a hair, like use a hair dryer to dry our shoes as best, and got back on the bus, went to Hollywood Studios, and went and had dinner. It was a crazy day, and all the days after that were a lot calmer. But it was a fantastic trip.
Uh huh. That's good.
Have you heard at all about like the Disney Genie app or whatever?
No, when I went, they still had the bracelets, and everything was tied to the bracelet. Like,
okay,
that's all you needed to take.
Yeah, they still have.
And it tracked like all your photos on there and everything. Like it was.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so like you could have like Disney people like take your pictures and stuff, and
And it's all like
And
linked together.
it's all on your device, and then you go to the website and you could download everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They have an app now too, that you can like mobile order food and stuff like that. That was really good, especially during this time of like still with the pandemic, and not every single place, not every restaurant there is open and stuff, so it can be a little busy. You can mobile order, go and pick it up and grab it and eat it, wherever.
Yeah.
But there's this Genie app that they launched that is basically like you could plan like what you want to do. It will try to help you out. But that's free. But there's a Genie Plus thing. They got rid of the fast passes, Mike. It When they came back reopening after they were closed for the pandemic, there was no fast passes. They just didn't put them back out. And then the week before we went, they converted to this Genie Plus, which is the new, like you can sign up through that to do what they call
Fast
Lightning Lane.
passes.
Yeah, they're calling them a Lightning Lane
But you
now, but
only
it's
get
fast.
like you only get so many a day, right? And then
Uh-huh.
you have to go to like a terminal to sign up if there are available ones
No, well,
beyond that.
you can do it right on your phone,
Yeah.
but it's $15 a day per person.
Yeah, that's worth
It's
it.
not, it's not, it,
15
no,
isn't
but
anything compared to the wait time that you
so it will allow you to do tons of like
$15
most of
is
the
like four
rides.
comics.
Oh yeah. Most of the rides do fast passes, but the two most popular rides at each park, the Genie Plus does not cover fast passes. If you want a fast pass for those, you can get one individually, and those are also priced individually per day, depending on the day.
Yeah.
So, like
That's
we did
that's kind
Rise
of
of the
like
Resistance.
Universal. In other
Yes.
words, I could get fast passes to everything except for the new Harry Potter ride at the time.
Yeah.
So it was that's I get that. Like I think when we went to Disney, the one of the new rides or the hot rides was the Snow White roller coaster in the
Oh,
Seven
yeah.
Dwarfs. And that's the one we couldn't get a fast pass for.
Well, see, now,
So that
instead of
one
them
I was like
saying,
totally like unimpressed with because the amount of time we waited, and I was like, oh, this gotta be a good roller coaster, and I was like, oh my God, I
by the
didn't think
time
much of it.
when we went 3 years ago, you could do them as a fast pass. But now, like with the popular rides now, like Rise of the Resistance or even that Snow White one that you're talking about, it's not included in the Genie Plus, but you could buy a fast pass for it separately.
Sure, yeah.
So like and they're not all fit, but like Rise of the Resistance was $15 per person. So we spent $60 to ride on Rise of the Resistance.
That's worth it.
Some of the other ones might be $12 or $9, depending on, how busy it is that particular day.
Yeah.
So we used that. At first I was kind of against it because the fast passes were free before, but like once we were there, it's like, oh God, I want to be able to make sure we get on like some of these rides and stuff. So we ended up utilizing a lot of that, and that was like the
And
last
it
bit.
all adds up too.
It adds
So
up
15 here, and
big time.
then you're the thing is though is you got kids at the age still I think that could be impatient in like a an hour long line.
They're more impatient than they were 3 years ago. I think that because they were so young when they were
Yeah,
five and they didn't
yeah.
really know what to expect here or there or whatever, they were just hanging out. Like, just they didn't pay attention.
See,
Like,
long
this time I was
lines,
surprised.
the older you get, it doesn't matter because as long as you're with cool people, you can chit chat all the way through the line.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But kids, it's a little different. So you're like, get us through
Yeah.
so we can ride before they complain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those Lightning Lane things were a godsend the last few days. We actually had time to like look around the shops, just and actually like take a little break, grab a little snack and sit down for, a few minutes and stuff. And I didn't feel like we were rushing from one thing to the other. It was really, really a nice time.
Yeah. And then you had a day or two to decompress at home, right?
Oh, we needed it. We did
Yeah.
like nonstop laundry, but other than that, we just, like you said, just relaxed and kind of decompressed, and then before school and work started back up again.
Yeah. Yeah, I
It was
was in
fun.
vacation in Arizona too, and I
I
enjoyed
saw
it.
that it was around the same time.
Yeah, I think we were maybe a couple days off, but we were pretty close. Cause I sent you a text, I think, to see if you were on vacation, and at the time that I texted you, you were coming back,
Yeah.
or you were getting ready to leave. I think I was still in Arizona when I texted you.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, I think I was at the airport, and I was just curious if, because I usually I you guys post like photos, but you didn't post anything until after the fact.
Yeah,
So
Stacy
it's
doesn't
like
like posting ahead of time to let people know we're not home.
yeah, I didn't get to see the photos, so I was wondering, did they go? Did they not go because of COVID?
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like on your page looking for photos or Stacy's photos, and I was like, that's why I texted you.
Yeah,
Because
it
I
was.
thought you were on vacation, but
I'm glad that we made the decision to go. It was, it was up in the air, in August. August was such a like craziness with in Florida with the COVID and stuff, but we made the right
what's
decision. It
getting worse
was
in some places, like Colorado's make national news. Our hospitals are at 95% capacity.
fun. I just read an article like that, and they're saying like New York is not bad, and down in like New York City is really low, but my area of Western New York, like just
Yeah.
on the edge of the as west as you can get, it's like we can't get below like a certain percentage. Like we're by far the highest percentage in all of New York,
Yeah.
and it just won't go down. They can't even explain like why
Yeah,
exactly it isn't.
I've told you about my neighbor, I think, but the latest is so Barb's work only has like six people or maybe eight people. And all of them had their shots except one. And guess what? The one guy that didn't have his shot d
He got
got
it.
COVID.
Yeah.
And it took him out for 3 weeks. And he's still having issues. Like, he had to go to the hospital three times. And he finally worked 2 days. And he worked a half day on the last Friday. And he got winded and he couldn't work anymore. And he's like, he told the other guy, I wish I would have gotten my shot. Like he just said this, I didn't believe it, like, and
I,
now I
it's so
now now
frustrating to
now
hear
I
that.
yeah now I believe it. But
Yeah.
it sucks that it takes that with all the crazy Joe Rogans and Aaron Rodgers and all this bullshit that's out there that they influence people.
It really is insane.
And they believe him. That's the bad part.
Oh yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
One of my friends had it. Oh God, I think early summer, and
Yeah.
then she was okay. One of my coworkers, and actually it was before that because it was before vaccines. So she got it before vaccines were available, and she just recently told me, she's like, you know what? She's like, I didn't know if I somehow got it again or whatever because I haven't been feeling right. Went to the doctor for blood tests and came back negative, but now they think that she's got fibromyalgia, and you look up some
Oh,
research and
wow.
that seems
Yeah.
to be
That's that
a
muscle
running thing.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, with people, it could be a long-term side effect of having COVID is
Yeah.
a lot bigger chance of coming down with
Yeah.
that.
Well, my neighbor's still
Crazy.
on oxygen. So, I mean, it just,
You just
he,
don't know.
that could be permanent. That
It could be.
he's been on oxygen since July.
Yeah,
So,
that's horrible.
it's, yeah, it's scary shit. It really is.
Yeah, I'm so happy that, hey, Mike, finally my kids can get vaccinated. We have an appointment for
Yeah.
them for the 20th.
I got my booster on Friday, so I'm
You
gonna get it on Friday.
Mike, I actually got mine this past Friday, and boy, was I achy yesterday all day. Body aches all day
Yeah,
yesterday.
that's why I did it on a Friday though,
Me too.
because I figured if it takes me out like 24 hours like it did last time, or my arm's sore, then I don't have to work the next day, so.
Yep. That's exactly what I thought. They said that your reaction is pretty much exactly the same as after your second shot. And
Yeah.
that's pretty much what I found is like I was just full body aches. I
My
kept having
reaction was about a 6 hour to 8 hour period that it
Oh, really?
on the second shot, but it wasn't 24 hours. Yeah, I
Mine
just
was more like 12 to 18 hours.
yeah, mine was more like 6 to 8, and it was
That's not too
mostly
bad.
but I mean, without aside from the arm pain, but
Yeah.
I had like body arcs, body aches, and just felt lethargic. Like, I don't want to read comics.
That's how
I
I
just felt
was
like
yesterday,
I
all
don't
day
want
yesterday.
to. I just wanted to put TV on the background and watch something that I didn't have to concentrate on,
Yes,
just
you
something
can't
stupid.
concentrate.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly how I was. I ended up falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon for, I'd say,
Yeah.
about 2 hours. And then it was time to go to bed. I was lying there. I couldn't fall asleep because I had slept for so long. From like 3 to 5, I had fallen asleep.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling back to normal today. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I was happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you might have had to cancel if you were too weak to
I would
talk
have been
about some
fine.
comics.
Nah. After my second shot, I actually worked through the day. I'm working from home, so it wasn't as bad. But, I was really, I had a headache, I had a sore back and neck and stuff. But I just, worked at my own pace through the day
It's
last time.
is it supposed to be a lower dosage though, or no?
I don't know. I don't
Huh.
know. I know the
Yeah.
kids' dosage is lower, of course, because they're
Yeah,
little,
but I thought
but
the booster was too. I don't
yeah,
know
you might be right.
how they
I don't know.
differentiate from it. I'm gonna ask them when it before I get my shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy to get it though. I'm happy that you're getting yours. Just makes me feel like a little bit more invulnerable now. Back
Well,
up to speed.
I'm traveling again for Thanksgiving, so I was hoping to get it before then,
Yeah, so that's good. That's perfect time. They said it takes about 7 days for it to kick in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little faster than, I think they said about 2 weeks after the second shot. This one's only 7 days. Probably because your body's already acclimated to producing those antibodies.
Yeah. But
Well,
yeah,
so tell me
I
about
got a
your trip to
vacate.
Arizona. What did you do?
We just ate a lot. That's what it seemed like. We went to a lot of places. We went to like a aquarium, and that aquarium has like Ripley's Believe It or Not. We didn't go to that, but it had like a butterfly experience, which was pretty cool. You go in a room essentially that has like thousands of butterflies just flying around as you're
That's
walking
cool.
through it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. They land on you and stuff, and you just gotta watch where you walk because they're like all
Yeah.
over the floor, and
Do
it's
you feed
crazy.
them at all, or do you just
No, it's
walk through? Okay.
they have like feeding stations where they eat fruit and stuff, like fresh fruit.
Yeah.
But they'll go to like nectar and stuff like that on the flowers that they already have and
Oh,
eat
okay.
off of those too.
That's cool.
But that was pretty cool. Other than that, we just ate a lot. Like, we had some more Chicago pizza, which I was really happy about because I hadn't had one since I've been to Chicago at C2E2. And because there's Chicago pizza places, but there's real Chicago pizza places, and then there's pizza places that claim they're Chicago pizza places.
Right.
And I like the real shit. I like the pizza casserole. Like, that takes 45 minutes to make. That's the one I like. And I've come to the conclusion, like, I used to be a New York style pizza where you'd fold it up and there's a lot of garlic and sauce on it and stuff. But I really think I've become a Chicago fan of pizza.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I've become more of a fan of cheese, and it's just like gobs of it.
That's I like both, honestly. It depends on my mood at the particular time.
Yeah, I vary on pizza. Like, my favorite place to eat pizza is Dion's, but I get sick of it. Like, I have to vary it up.
Yeah.
And me and Barb do that all the time, as we just switch pizza places. So, like, if I had a Chicago place that made pizza like that here, I probably, if I ate there enough, I'd probably get tired of it too. You know, it's the infrequency of eating it that makes it special.
Yeah, for sure.
But now I gotta try to lose all the pounds that I packed on during that time. So I've been
So,
doing a lot of elliptical and
oh, you have?
taking Harley for more walks and stuff. Matter of fact, though, I hurt myself. So, like, I hurt my calf walking. You know how you get those muscle cramps?
Yeah.
And I just can't shake it. But today was a little bit better, 'cause I take her for about a mile and a half walk, and I've been getting cramped up, like, it, I don't know, after I hit the mile marker,
And
and
it's
then the rest
consistent
is
like that?
uphill. Yeah, it's pretty consistently, but
Huh.
today was a good day. Like, I did an extra elliptical yesterday, so maybe it feels like it's just not stretched out. It feels like a softball injury, like when I was running bases and I'd sprain my calf muscle. That's what it feels like.
That's weird. Wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
And you had did now you had White Castle. Was that in Arizona?
Yes.
I didn't know that Arizona had White Castles.
Yeah, they have White Castles. There's California White Castle too, I think.
Oh,
But
okay.
Chicago has
I've
it.
never had it before.
There,
There's nothing
at
around here.
C2E2, there was a White Castle, like, right across, like, within a mile walking distance, less than a mile from the hotel we were at, but we never ate there. I'm kind of glad, though, because White Castle's great. Like, it's worth the experience for me, but in terms of, like, wanting to go back, I don't know if I'd ever go back. Like, I like it, but it's really close to the frozen ones. So, like,
Huh.
because I can go to the grocery store and buy frozen White Castles,
Right. Yep. I think
and
we can too. Yeah, you're right.
microwave them. And the only thing that's really different, I mean, the taste is there. The only thing that's really different is they put a pickle on it. But it's fairly similar. It's more fresh. Like, you notice it's more fresh. But in terms of taste,
Pretty much the
it's
same.
similar. So I don't like I'm glad that I got to experience the suitcase of burgers and eat there, but I don't think I would, like, say, oh, I gotta eat there again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the bathroom at the aquarium was interesting, 'cause it was labeled like the world's best bathroom.
Why?
Because you go in there and the mirrors, like, for the sinks and stuff, you're in a shark tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's, like, sharks and stuff flying around in the toilet. It's pretty awesome.
That's interesting.
It was a very interesting experience.
I guess so. Well, I'm glad you had a nice vacation. I had a nice vacation. I needed to get away. We
I'm almost
at
getting
work.
spoiled, though, Rob, because I was off a week in September. I went back to Albuquerque. And while that was, like, more of a visiting vacation, it was still an awesome vacation, and it was a week. And then we went in October to Arizona, and then we're going to be off another week for Thanksgiving and another week for Christmas.
Well, it's a
So
beautiful
it's
thing.
like, well, the bad thing is it's getting me spoiled. Like, I only have to make it through 3 weeks, and then I got a week off. The good news is I haven't still eaten through a lot of the vacation that I built up, so I'm still at 340 hours. So,
Wow.
I still have, after this next vacation, well, actually, the next two vacations I'll probably be under 300, but it just depends.
Well, I mean, last year
Because we
was
have
just insane. Like nobody took any time.
Well, they added a benefit during COVID. I don't know if it'll go away, and it hasn't gone away yet, but we have like rollover Fridays, so like we're not on a 980 or anything, but we're on a flex 40. But let's say if I work 40 hours up until Thursday, then I can charge all my hours on Friday to then roll that Friday over to the next week.
Ah,
So
okay.
if I work a full 8 on Friday and I've already hit my 40, then I have 8 hours. So like if I do that on a vacation work vacation week, instead of taking 40 hours, it's not, you know, I still
Yeah.
have that 8 hours of free stuff, so.
Exactly. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
No, for us it was just, I mean, obviously all of last year, we didn't go anywhere. So I had all that time. The only other vacation that I have scheduled, and we're not going anywhere, but just the week between Christmas and New Year's, I'll be off. But even after that, I'll still have like 5 weeks of vacation time to take, which is like what I normally get for a year. So it's like almost like I haven't used any of my current year vacation.
And normally when I roll over into the next year, I'm happy if I have 160 hours. Like usually it's around that. But now I've been going into like 300s, and I've been getting those emails to say you better use your vacation or you're gonna not accumulate anymore.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do they have some sort of rules
Yeah, it's a
like
400 cap,
stopping?
so
Yeah,
it's like,
we have. We're basically like 1.5 times as much. So if you get 5 weeks and you start having more than like 8 weeks of vacation accumulated, that you stop gaining anything. So they really, that's more stringent than it sounds like yours is. You got to make sure you keep taking time.
yeah.
They don't pay you out for it.
I don't mind it. It just feels like you can't take it off because of schedules and stuff. Like
Yeah.
they encourage you at the higher level, use your vacation, you know,
Yeah.
blah blah blah. But
Yes.
at the lower level, that you can't go on vacation, you gotta
Nope,
meet
we
that
need you.
date.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
like,
No,
well, what
exactly.
the hell? What the hell? Seems
Yeah.
like you're in
And
this
you'll still be
conundrum
paying
where.
the time off.
Yeah, you're in a conundrum where you're like, well, maybe I could take every other Friday off or something like that, but
Actually, that's what I was going to say. Is that, at my work where we converted to a new scheduling system, I'm part of the team that does the schedules for all of the agents and stuff. And we converted to this new system, and it's like, it's more than we're just not used to it. It's legitimately not as good as what we had before. I think it's a cost savings measure, to be honest with you. Driving everyone insane, I needed that week away because it was just, I
they
mean, we
gave
were up.
you, yeah, they gave you tools that weren't as good to try to save money on the software side, but they don't realize it's going to cost more labor. So
Happens all the time. Seems like no matter the company, it's like they see that dollar sign with the software cost and they go for that, not paying any attention to all the like extra hours they're going to end up having to
labor's
pay out.
expensive, man.
Yeah,
They really ought
exactly.
to weigh that factor in.
It's crazy, but I mean, I've got a good team. We're doing the best we can, but it is definitely a challenge for us. But
Yeah.
I was glad to be away and not have to deal with it for a week.
So Chris couldn't make it today.
I know, that's
He
too bad.
bailed out. He was going bungee jumping or something like that.
Oh, is that what he's doing today? I was wondering.
No, I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea. I was just guessing.
I know, I'm just kidding. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
It appears that I can't update my Comic Base. It appears I can't log into Comic Base from a website. It's just not available at all. Are you having the same issues? I can bring up Comic Base the program, but I can't get any updates from it.
Let me see.
And I also can't
That
visit.
that's happened a couple times. I've sent them email, but it's just down. They say check again. So if I just do a check for updates.
Tells me I'm not connected to the, or I can't connect to the remote server.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It
Okay, all
looks like
right.
it's down.
I want to make sure it just wasn't me.
Sometimes on the weekends they do stuff. I don't know what they're doing, but yeah, unable to connect.
Okay. All
Yep.
right, I'll just be patient. I'll check it later. I might be
For
getting
me,
my shipment today at some
I'm
point.
patient. I just like I at least like my stuff available so I can do the bar scanning in but when I get the books.
Yep, me too.
But so if I'm a week off, I don't care, but I don't want it more than that, you
Yeah.
know. And usually
Yeah.
they already have usually the barcodes is are loaded prior to them getting the images.
Yes,
So
I agree. Yeah, you just don't have the
it
image
usually doesn't
necessarily.
affect it, and sometimes I have to manually like I notice I'm missing some images and I just download them if I want them. But other than that, it works pretty good. My virus scanner just started to like the last update, and I guess turned on a feature that it recognized, hey, you upgraded and you're in a different directory. So even though the app's trusted, it was in a different location. So I didn't tell my software to go trust it, my antivirus. So it was deleting stuff like Sidekick and all kinds. It says, oh, you got a Trojan. And I'm like, no, I don't. But
Yikes.
luckily, my virus scanner quarantined stuff for 7 days, and I found out how to get it back from the quarantine. Because if I didn't get it back from the quarantine, then I was going to have to reinstall it, and I didn't want to do
Yeah,
that.
that would have been a pain. Yeah, so that's good. At least you were able to just pull it back out of quarantine.
Yeah. But I'm still really happy with the like I never realized I could just run a report. I was kind of stupid on my own software, but I would only run like reports on what I think I was gonna get at a convention. Like I didn't realize I'd just run a report on the entire inventory that I had.
Oh yeah, isn't
So
that
like
great?
yeah, and I just go have it on my app. And then I can just go look. Oh, I just need these issues. You know, I'm
Yeah.
missing these issues. There's one feature I wish I could turn on or figure out how to use. And it's, can you turn off like, when you tell me I'm missing an issue, can you avoid telling me that it's a variant? You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I haven't
I
been
don't
able to
need.
figure that
Yeah, I
out.
don't need to know that I'm missing A through F of a variant. You know what I mean? I just want to know I'm missing issue one.
That's exactly how I feel.
So it's like,
I want to see the
so it
numbers
makes
that
it a
I'm
little harder on the report to say, oh, you know, I am missing that one. And I've been bit before where I've picked up an issue I had because it looked to me like I was missing an issue like five, and I had 5B or something like that, and I picked up 5A. So it's
Right.
like, oops.
Yeah, that'd be a good upgrade if they just did a search, like you could actually filter out and just it's searching for the number
Yeah,
that you're
like
missing,
a
not for the letters
checkbox on
next
the
to it.
report to say, only tell me if I'm missing an issue. Like, don't
Yeah.
exclude variants. That's kind of what I would like to have. Like,
Exactly. That would be perfect.
exclude variants and just tell me. I should write him a note, see if he'd do it. But
Yeah.
you could probably write a query on your own. Like I know Bob Bretall before Comic Base pissed him off. 'Cause they legitimately had a bug in their software, and and he has a Guinness Book of World Records, and then he noticed like the bug and reported it, and they just said they denied it being a bug, but it was a bug.
What was it? Do you
So
remember?
he just what happened? He got an update, and then some of the issues that he had were showing up no longer that he had them.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
So
that's an issue.
it was a big deal. So it could
Yeah.
be affecting us too, but I haven't noticed it. But
Me neither.
he going back and forth with them, he got pissed off enough that he switched over to one of those CBZs or whatever the ones. They're like based in, I don't know, Sweden or something like that. But he seems happier with it. But
I mean,
his
that's good.
process seems slower though. Like his scanner he's using on the phone and he was showing me when I was there. And I'm like, that just seems like slow to me.
Uh-huh.
I like to go bleep, 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 and then go bag and board everything.
Ever since you told me about this program, and then I bought it. I can't imagine using something else at this point. This is just, it's so convenient. It's so nice.
Yeah, I just hope it's supported forever, at least until I care.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be rough if all of a sudden it goes away.
I never ever paid attention that Overstreet doesn't have prices for everything. I always thought they did.
Like what do you mean?
Like you can't find heavy metal issue in
Oh, okay.
Overstreet. But you can find other magazines. Like there's no consistent rule.
No.
So it's
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
but I guess it makes sense because Overstreet's always been the same size. I have one from the 80s and it's still about the same size as the one I have now. So
Right.
I just wish there was some like rules in the front that say, here's why we don't have some of those. If you need these, find them here.
Yeah. Or like when you buy the guide, it gives you a digital link where you can search like even more stuff like heavy metal, and that would be nice too.
Yeah, but there's like no hidden rules. Like I picked up this book called From the Darkness and it was adult, so I'm like, well, maybe they don't have adult comics. But then I found Faust. So I was like, I don't understand. There were North Star comics in there and those are adult.
Yeah.
So like I picked up this thing From the Darkness and I didn't even realize when I bought it that it was Jim Ballant from Catwoman fame. Like
Yep.
I had no idea it was one of his earlier works. I just looked at the covers and I'm like, that's interesting, and I like to buy shit I've never heard of just so
Yeah.
I could experience it. And we couldn't find the price in Overstreet, so I was like, and then I said, oh, well, what's my other go-to? I'll go to my comic shop. And they didn't have any of them in stock. But I was able to find the other one. I bought this other book, Leather and Lace,
I know
which,
the flare and lace aerosol.
yeah, Aerosol. And I found that one interesting because it says general audiences. But I like opened it up and it's got like nudity and stuff. So I'm like, what does general
Oh
audience
yeah,
mean?
for sure.
I would say mature audiences, not general.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree.
Doesn't the movie rating say is rated G general audiences? I
Yeah,
mean,
exactly.
what the hell is this guy doing?
No, it's definitely mature.
But I couldn't find Leather and Lace from Aerosol in the price guide either. But
Yeah,
I
I
did
think
find
there's a
that one
few
at
of them.
my comic shop, so I was able to show the guy, this is what they're charging for him, because he hadn't priced them, and I
Yeah.
wanted them. In other words, I like to pick up shit that he gets that I've never heard of. Like I never heard of Leather and Lace and From the Darkness.
Yeah. No, I never heard of From the Darkness. I was aware of Leather and Lace. I don't know how, but I remember it from the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't pick up a lot of in the 90s. Well, in the was it the 90s or the 80s?
It might have started in the 80s.
Because the 90s, I think I was aware of everything. Let me. I'm going to open one of these up and see what year this is. What is it? 1989, so it was
Oh, there
80.
you go. Okay.
It's very interesting looking. I wanted to read one of those issues, but I didn't get around to it. I did read Into the Dark From the Darkness. That was cool. There is nudity, but and violence, but it's not like sexual. Like
What,
this,
who puts that out?
That is Adventure Comics. So Adventure Comics was owned by Malibu.
Okay, yep.
So Malibu was the publisher, but Adventure Comics put out like Planet of the Apes and a bunch of other comic books titles. I think they had Men in Black under the Adventure line, because Malibu's early issues of Men in Black, I own those too. But yeah, and it has Dave Ulbrich, and if you know him, he was the and Chris Ulm, they were Malibu dudes. They were Ultraverse.
Oh,
They were the
okay.
publishers and editor in chiefs, but this is by Ed Polgardy and Jim Ballant. And it's pretty cool. It opens up with a bunch of wolves chasing this couple and ripping them to shreds. It's pretty violent, like decapitation and cutting them in half, so it's violent. And this one guy lures him away and has traps for him. And his name is Thorn, and he kills off a bunch of them. And it turns out that this guy killed his brother, like his own twin brother. So he's got a twin brother, and he's a vampire killer. And he killed his brother because he was a vampire. But the brother was also had a relationship with the queen of vampires. So now she's hunting the brother for killing her lover. And she wants revenge, and he just wants to take the body of his brother to some sacred place where she can't get to it and revive him. You think with the stake through his heart he wouldn't be able to revive him, but I guess she can, because he's still driving his brother around in a casket. But it was pretty cool. Like there's one there is some nudity, like when she turns into a bat, and it's like her clothes go away, obviously, and then when she transforms back into the human form, she's like naked. So like there's a scene in there where she was a bat, and then she transforms, and then there's a truck driver that runs over her, and he's like, "Oh shit, I ran her over." And then he gets out of his car and finds out that she could just heal herself. You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
but the art is awesome. Like I used to love like North Star and Razor and those kind of comics because of the art.
Yeah,
And
for sure.
sometimes you can find like an artist that you love, like Jim Ballant, and he's not like his earlier work is kind of rough. You know, you'll see that in some people. And this is like really good. I don't know if he was always good. I tried to find his first work, and I couldn't. So I don't know what his first work is, but I know this is an early work.
Sounds entertaining.
Yeah, 'cause I like horror too, and this was like a cool vampire.
Yeah, that's cool.
I found out there's another series. Like there's two series. I think one is from another publisher, but it is truly another mini series. So I added those to my want list so I can pick those up at a future time. What do you got?
Well, first, what do I got? The first one is Star Wars number 86.
Oh, nice.
From I don't know when, the mid 80s.
Do you have a
Yeah, I'm
full
pulling.
run of that?
No, I hardly have anything actually. So this is from 1984. I have I grabbed Star Wars comics here and there, very intermittently, I guess, as I was growing up, and then later on, starting with really like this issue 86, I'm like, well, you know what, Star Wars is still coming out as a series, so I'm gonna start buying it again. And, you know, at that point, I was just a little older, and that's what I did. I bought every issue until it was canceled on, you know,
Ooh, that
107.
last issue is expensive, too.
Yeah, you know, the only one I'm missing is 106. For some
Did
reason, I somehow missed that one, but I have 107.
you get the Book of Fett? Isn't that in the 80s? Or is that in the 60s?
I don't know. I do not have it, though.
'Cause that one's expensive.
I do not have that one.
Especially 'cause the Disney series is titled Book of Fett, Boba Fett, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think the end of the year it starts.
Yeah. It's weird with the Star Wars books because I love Star Wars, but for some reason I wasn't drawn to the comics, which was weird.
Well, see, that's how I was for the most part. Like, I wasn't, you know,
I
the
had
whole
the
time that
toys
this
and I
was a
loved the
huge thing.
movies, but why didn't I want up more further adventures? Like
Right.
I had Splinter in the Mind's Eye and Han Solo at Star's End and all those Han Solo tie-in novels and why didn't I want the Star Wars comic? I only had like the giant size Treasury edition, which had the whole movie in it, and then I have Star Wars 1 through 4, which is the original movie, and then I have The Empire Strikes Back minus the first appearance of Boba Fett, which is weird, and then I had Return of the Jedi, which was not even in the Star
Yeah,
Wars title. It
it
was
was
its
the
own
mini.
4 issue mini. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that too. It's funny because me and you are alike in that. Like, I was like, especially like, I don't know. I would say that I was heavily like Star Wars was my defining thing as a young kid. But
Oh,
same with
it
me.
was my everything. Like
Yeah.
I compared everything to Star Wars and everything fell short. Like it was like ridiculous.
Same here.
The only thing that even encroached on it was Battlestar Galactica, which came close, and Buck Rogers. But still, like the effects and stuff weren't like what I wanted because like they had set the standard.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, looking at my Star Wars run, it's like I've got an issue here, then 13 issues later, I have another one, then 7 issues later, I have another one.
Yeah.
And it's like I never kept up with it. And that's the original Marvel series. But then even when it went to Dark Horse, I bought some stuff. And then later on, when it was
Did
like
you
more that
buy
alternate
when it
Earth
first came
universe
out
stuff.
though? Did you buy what do you call it? The what came out first? It was like Star Wars Dark Reign, or I can't remember what
Dark
it's called.
Empire?
Dark Empire. Did you buy
Yes,
that?
I did
See,
buy that
you
'cause
were
that was
like
like
me
the
too. It's
big.
like I
Yeah.
bought Dark Empire and like some of the early stuff,
Yes,
but
that's
I did
exactly
not.
what I
Then
bought.
I dropped off again.
Me
So it
too.
was like I never came back. I've bought stuff since then. Like I have like all the Jabba the Hutts now and Rogue Squadron. I think I have a full run, but I that's like buying now. Like it wasn't
Yeah,
buying it then.
at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and then even like when Marvel got the rights back, I'm like, I bought like the first issue with Jason Aaron, and I'm like, I've already kind of, they've already explored like between Star Wars and Empire over and over again, I felt like. So I'm like, I didn't feel like buying those. And then when this new wave came out that was between Empire and Return of the Jedi, I'm like, all right, I'll check this out because this I haven't really seen much of before, so I've been
Yeah,
enjoying
and
that pretty
for
well.
the Marvel revamp, I have everything. Like I
Oh, you
haven't
do?
missed it.
Okay.
I have not missed an issue. But see, I like that stuff. Like the Jason Aaron stuff I liked. Like I don't think they've written a bad story though. Whether you explored it or not, I think
Right.
they put good quality in their titles, so it's interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
At
I
least.
just, you know, I wasn't in the mood to pick it up at that point, but then I did
And
for
now it
this new
crosses
series.
over with everything, too. It's
It
like
really does.
War of the Bounty Hunters is every fucking book. Like
My God, it's been going on for
it's
months.
every book plus its own mini series plus anything that like it crosses over Dr. Aphra, and that's the only one that kind of like was Darth Vader and Star Wars would cross over, but the other books were safe and
Yeah.
now the only one that's safe is High Republic.
Because it's a different time frame,
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
yeah.
Well, this one is from 1984, number 86 from the original series. And I don't know a lot. Well, I know the penciler's name, but I don't know the writer's name. Randy Stradley. I don't even know that's a.
Same here. I don't
Yeah.
not aware of him.
No, but Bob McLeod did the art. I know him.
Yeah, he was New Mutants,
Yeah.
so he started New Mutants. I see Bob McLeod at conventions, like
Yeah, he
Heroes
was at
Con.
the
Yeah.
local one last time we had one, which obviously was a couple of years ago now, but yeah, he was here himself last time. He was selling
During the
some.
time of New Mutants, he was very prolific. Like, he was drawing a lot.
He did a lot of inking too, didn't he? Was he an
Yeah, I
inker
think
as well?
so,
I know.
yeah.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this one, Leia is going on a diplomatic mission, and Luke is insisting. First, he wants to go with her, and she says no. And he said, "Well, bring a blaster." And, she's like, "Listen, some fights, you don't win with blasters. It's like a
You
bone
always
carrot."
take a blaster.
But she refuses to take the blaster.
Take the blaster, Leia. Take the blaster.
She's there to negotiate with a small system of lizard-like people that, are going to be helping the alliance. But
And
the
that's why
only thing
she's hanging off a cliff with a stormtrooper trying to rescue
that
her.
well, that's right. And
Because she didn't take a blaster.
the only thing that she man that Luke manages to convince her to take is an emergency beacon of all things. That's all that she
Oh.
brings. Yeah. So she gets on the shuttle with these lizard creatures. They're called Yinkori, and
That doesn't sound like Leia. That sounds more like Patamine,
right?
but not Leia.
No, I know. I don't know if she was trying to prove something or what, but
'Cause she always in the movies and stuff, she's always on her guard, like
oh
she
yeah.
lost a whole planet. Her whole, you
Oh,
know what I mean? Her whole
yeah, that
world.
comes that actually comes up in this particular
So
issue
it's
too.
like, take a damn blaster, Leia. Take a blaster. That's what we'll t that's what we'll title this.
Take a
Take a
blaster.
damn blaster, Leia.
So they get to this home planet, and the pilot announces as they're getting ready to land that their escort has arrived. It's two TIE fighters. And she starts freaking out, of course, and the captain of the ship says, "Sorry, but they've captured our elder council, and it's either their lives or yours." So here's the part I don't understand. They made this agreement with the Empire to hand over Princess Leia, and they would get their council back. But immediately, as soon as the TIE fighters get there, they immediately turn trait or the Empire betrays these Yinkori and immediately start firing upon them. I would have thought it'd be a lot smarter to let them land, grab Leia, and do what they want at that point. But they're persistent, and they don't want to wait, I guess. And they start shooting at the ship, trying to just destroy the whole ship. So of course Leia jumps into a gun cockpit and starts shooting. She manages to destroy one TIE fighter. She hits the other one just as the TIE fighter hits the shuttle, and both spaceships crash in the desert. And the local Imperial governor is there, with on the ground with the council, is held hostage, and he gets reports that the shuttle is not destroyed but is crashed. So he's gonna go. He's taking out a contingent to check it out. The stormtrooper manages to walk away from the wreck of his TIE fighter that crashed, and he makes his way to the shuttle. He sees the Yinkori seem to be dead. Princess Leia is kind of stuck in some straps and stuff, and she's knocked out. And she comes to just as the stormtrooper has grabbed it almost looks like one of those sand people like staffs that they use, but it's like a piece of wreckage or whatever. But he's bringing it down on her, and she manages to move just in time. And he's like, "Hey," he's like, "Actually, I'm free and trying to free you, Leia." And she's like, "You know me?" And he takes off his helmet. He's like, no. He's like, you wouldn't remember a common servant from Alderaan. And so she's shocked to learn that this stormtrooper's from Alderaan. And they, of course, have some arguments about him serving the Empire. And he basically, says that, Alderaan was never good to him, and the Empire has given him, what he needs to live. So while they're having this argument, and he's pulling her out of this wreckage, these two creatures, local animals, come and they start, they're looking for food, so they start attacking them. The stormtrooper and Leia actually team up and manage to drive off those creatures, and they run away. In the meantime, she is activated her emergency beacon, and Luke and Lando and Chewie are on the Falcon, and they're picked up the transmission, and they're gonna go on and check out to make sure that Leia's all right. Now from the cover that you saw, what happens next is from from that cover. One of the creatures, one of the local animals, managed to keep chasing them up to a ledge, and they jump down to a lower ledge, and Leia actually, when she lands, it crumbles some of the ledge, and she starts falling, and the stormtrooper actually grabs her arm and brings her up, and it turns out he even has like a little piece of Alderaan, a little tiny rock of Alderaan, as a necklace around his neck. And they're talking some more, and she tries to convince him, that maybe he should join the rebellion and stuff. And he's like, mm-mm. He's like, I don't think so. And finally he puts his helmet back on and says, you're a prisoner of the Empire. Come quickly, and I've got to report you to my superiors. So, the Falcon, makes landfall. Well, he doesn't land, but gets into orbit of the system. And just as that's happening, the stormtrooper brings Leia to the governor. And so the governor orders the execution of all the Elder Council and also Leia. And for some reason, this shocks the stormtrooper, because he thought that that the governor wanted to question Leia, not execute her. So he actually he's shocked to hear this, just as their transport blows up because the Falcon has arrived and has shot it to bits. So Leia, or I'm sorry, Luke opens the hatch of the Falcon and says, run for it. And the stormtrooper actually grabs his blaster and actually shoots the gun out of the governor's hand, is about to shoot Leia, and says, "You know what? There's been too much killing, and I think that I want to come with you, Leia." So they both come running towards the Falcon, and Leia explains to Luke that the stormtrooper's on their side, and just as he jumps and is holding Leia's hand, Leia's now on the actual landing of the Falcon. He grabs Leia's hand, but he gets shot by some stormtroopers, and he just can't hold on. He can't hold on, and eventually he falls back down to off, down, like basically down a cliff, dead. And Leia still has his necklace has got tangled in her between her fingers, and so she has that and is just looking at it. And also, I should have noted this at the beginning, but I had forgotten until just now that it made a point to say that this particular story happened before Return of the Jedi. So even though it's issue 86, which was a couple of years after Jedi came out, this was a kind of a flashback story, maybe a one and done story, because then it says at the end that they're going to have the story that was supposed to be scheduled for this issue is rescheduled for next issue, which sounds like it goes back into their current continuity, which is after Return of the Jedi. But it was definitely a fun one to read. I haven't gone back to these in a very long time.
Yeah, you just went to the long box and pulled something out, huh?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Did you Did you get to watch the Batman Soul of the Dragon?
No, what is that?
It's a direct to animation rated R kung fu movie, which I thought it was really awesome. I just never like I would buy them. Oh, Barb was just telling me her coffee maker was clogged.
Oh.
But it's a I never heard anything about it, so I didn't know what it was. But
Is it new or is it older?
this is new. I just wanted to bring it to your attention
Okay.
because of the characters that are in it. Like it takes place in the 70s, so it's in Elseworlds, and to my knowledge, it's not based on a comic book. Like it's an Elseworlds that was done directly to DVD. So
Okay.
like I don't think you could find this in an annual or anything. But what makes it unique is it's like got that 70s vibe to it, like 70s kung fu, and it has Richard Dragon, Bronze Tiger, Lady Shiva, Jade, and the Cobra, the Cobra organization with the K, the twin brothers. They're the bad guys, and I just wanted to let you know it's pretty badass.
It's
Like it
pretty good.
it's really good if you like kung fu movies.
All right, I'm gonna
And you
add it.
like Richard Dragon and
Yeah.
Lady Shiva. Like Lady Shiva's a badass on this one. That's why I've always loved it because like early on in the 80s and 90s, like when Tim Drake was coming about, they made it a point to say that Lady Shiva was the best. Like nobody could beat Lady Shiva.
Right.
And that's when Tim Drake knocked her on her ass. He did not kill her. Like she would have still killed him, but nobody had ever like knocked her down,
Yeah.
and Tim did with his staff. And I always thought that was badass, But
So how did you
she's
see
like,
this?
I bought the DVD. I just finally
Okay.
got her. I go through these phases. So like October was Halloween, I watched at least 15 horror movies, which is pretty good for me. Like
That's a lot.
I saw all the Amazon Prime, what do you call it, movies? Blumhouse. So every year there's like four movies that Amazon buys directly from Blumhouse,
Oh,
and I saw
right.
all of those. And then I started watching the 2020 as well. They were really good. I liked them all. The one that scared me the most was Madre, because at the end of the movie, if you don't stay around for the end of the movie, it's sort of like a good movie, but not a great movie. But after you find out what it's based on, like they have news clips and stuff like that at the end of the movie when the credits hit, you're like, holy shit, this is terrifying. Like this. The movie I just saw, while the supernatural part of it is not true, but the other part is, that's terrifying. That there was a doctor that was actually taking away women's rights to have babies because they were Mexican.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
God.
So it's scary as hell. Like it's like
Yeah.
holy crap. And this movie was sort of made to bring it into the attention of people again, because they essentially got it was a doctor who was a racist that was removing their parts and saying they had issues, but he was doing it so they couldn't have children.
Wow.
And
Unbelievable.
yeah, that's crazy. It's terrifying. But yeah, that there was a lot of good horror movies. The one I liked almost everything that I saw. There's a vampire one on Netflix you should check out, because it's got like a how could I say it, but like a Fright Night, a Lost Boys vibe to it. It's Night Teeth, I think it's what it's called.
Night teeth.
Yeah,
Okay.
but it's about a of There's like a peace between vampires and humans, and not a lot of the general public knows that there are vampires, but the ones that do, they can't do certain things. There's like rules. And one guy decides during the break, I'm just gonna take over. I'm sick of these. I'm sick of humans having the same rights as us. We're a superior species. And it focuses around a chauffeur that's driving a limousine with two vampire women, and it's pretty cool. You should check it out.
All right, I wrote that one down too.
Yeah, that's on Netflix. But yeah, I go through modes, and I started to load all my DVDs that I did have or Blu-rays onto the app and then watching it on the app. But it turns out that the closed caption wasn't working, and I like to do the elliptical in the morning while Barb's still asleep, so I can't turn the volume up and I can't hear worth a damn. So I couldn't get the closed caption to work on the streaming service as I loaded it. So I just started, I popped in the DVDs, and that's why I got to that DVD. But I'd recommend it. I'd recommend A Long Halloween too.
Oh, I meant to watch that too.
A Long Halloween is a two-parter. It's done really well, and I love the animation style. And it has a loser's backup. So on one of
Oh,
the
really?
DVDs, yeah, there's a loser's and really cool to see them in animation, you
I
know.
love it when they do like the less popular
Yeah.
ones as, backups and
Yeah.
stuff.
The
I
downside
appreciate they do
about
that.
that though is like if you do the streaming, you never get the backups. So
Oh, yeah, I was, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
that's the downside. So like, you know, they've had Sergeant Rock and the Losers and other things that you can only get if you buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But I
It's funny you reminded me. I only watched a handful of. I had every intention to watch a lot of horror movies, but then of course with vacation, we were away right leading up to Halloween, so I didn't watch nearly as many as I was. I only watched really like three horror movies
I
all.
think this one I was the most disciplined. Like I was so interested into the genre that I stayed it, and I'm still watching a lot of horror. Like I'm watching the Chucky TV show. I'm all caught up on that. The one that I Know What You Did Last Summer TV show. I'm all caught up on that.
How are those? I haven't
They're really
watched
good.
anything yet.
Like I like the plots of them. Like it's intriguing from episode to episode, and like leaving on cliffhangers and stuff like that. But yeah, I still don't know the murderer in I Know What You Did Last Summer. You know, it's one of those ones where they keep throwing fastballs at you. We're kind of narrowing it down, but I think there's like three more episodes of that, and then there's the Day of the Dead TV show. We started watching that. So
What
like
is that on?
I'm still on the horror thing. But I just started watching a lot of these animated things, which are fairly new. I didn't The Long Halloween was Halloween oriented, and it was probably my favorite Batman animated one that's been done so far. Like I thought it was very true to the comic book, and just well done.
I
Just
meant to watch
really
that
well
one when
done.
it came out, and then I ended up forgetting about it. So that's one I have to
Yeah,
check
and
out as
the
well.
next one I got queued up is Death in the Family, because I just finished this one. I was like in shock to see it had Bronze Tiger, because I love Bronze Tiger from Suicide Squad, and the fact that he's on animation, and Richard Dragon is not the Richard Dragon that we know, because he's Asian in this one. He looks
Oh,
like
okay.
Bruce. He looks like whoever animated him. He looks like Bruce Lee. Like they drew him like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And you got your Nada Parbat, you know, kind of thing going on. And yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was really cool.
That's
Whoever did
awesome.
this was, it was like an Elseworlds I've always wanted. You know, it's a 70s kung fu, and it's like, but I wanted to talk about G.I. Joe: A Real American Hero 123. So I don't own this book, but I read it on a trade paperback that collected issues 111 through 123 from IDW from the original series. I've been loving G.I. Joe. I think this is such a good comic book. Like I'm engrossed in it. This is Larry Hama with Andrew Wildman, and I love Andrew's art. He draws very 90s, and I love 90s art, so he's like right up my alley. But it takes place like right after the Destro Castle thing, and the Joes are being chased down a mountainside on their vehicles by Cobra, and they're getting blasted away, and they're like in big trouble, and they're like, we need to get away, or they're gonna kill us. So they say we're gonna go into the forest. We'll hide our vehicles in the forest, and then maybe get advantage so we could start firing back instead of being on the run. And Cobra and his guys are chasing them down the mountainside. And meanwhile, Zatara's sister, I forget what her name is, but she's got pink hair. It's the guy that can change his face.
Zartan?
Zartan, yeah. He's got a sister, Zatara, I think is her name. And she's calling Cobra Commander, and Cobra Commander's, "What do you want? I'm busy chasing the Joes down the mountain. What do you want?" He goes, "Well, cesspool." I didn't know this guy was a character.
Cesspool?
Yeah, this guy is
No, yeah.
a cobra
Not
called
familiar with.
Cesspool. But this part is absolutely funny because Cesspool gets these government contracts to like dispose of waste. But instead of disposing of the waste, he's making weapons to use the waste. So he's like firing these guns that shoot out this sludge at Zartan's sister. And then you got the Ninja Force. They're being attacked by Cobra's version of Ninja Force, or Slice and Dice and the Red Ninjas. So they're Storm Shadow, and they're getting chased down also at the base of the mountain. So all this is happening, but this sludge thing is just absolutely fantastic. But the Joes get into the forest, and there's this fog, so they're able to like hide in the fog. And the Cobra says, "We don't want to go in there because they can set an ambush for us. But we'll go around and take the stream down, and we'll beat them back to where we think they're going." So they do get down there, but the Joes rig like one of their vehicles to go in front of the other vehicles. So like Cobra opens up, they're like, "Fire! We did it. We beat them to the punch." And they blow the shit out of an empty vehicle like that was just put on remote. And then the Joes come out and of the side, so they came out the other end. Where they like located, they put like those targeting devices with the laser, and they started to target all their vehicles because they saw where they were firing upon, and they just blew the shit out of like Cobra Commander and all his guys. So it's like it was such a fun issue. Like it was awesome. And at the end, Flint Duke says, You got a special assignment. You're going to start a new team." And he gives them a new team, and they're called the Echo Warriors. And he gives them Clean Sweep and Ozone. I can't
Oh
believe
boy.
they have two Joes that specialize in the environment. And
Combating
they,
and climate change.
yeah, polluters, defiers of rainforests, and wasters of natural resources. So there, what he's setting up is he's setting this band up to go against Cesspool. You just know it because he's using nuclear waste and all that crap. So God, this was fun issue. And then the
That's
way it ends
awesome.
is Broca Beach. It looks like Cobra is gonna start fighting with themselves with the Crimson Guard. So like, yeah, this is it just was an exciting issue.
Yeah, I keep wanting to. I just haven't had the time. There's just no time. I wish that I just had as much time as I wanted just to do things. I want to reread like the G.I. Joe from the beginning. I have like maybe the first 80 issues, and then I dropped away from it. And I would just love to reread it from the begin, you know, from the start all the way to present. I just haven't had time to do any of that.
Yeah,
I've
I
been
hear you.
bored with it.
I would love to just stay on G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe is the one thing that I've been on a kick on for like a long time, because you know how my moods just swing. Like I don't read consistent like you. I definitely a mood reader, but the one thing that's stuck with me for the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months is G.I. Joe. Like I just get a kick out of it. I just love that there's so much in an issue. Like the, and there's three plot line, like there's always a lot of plot lines going on.
Oh, for sure.
And
Yes. I mean, that's one
then
of the things that I
I
love
go read
about
a
it.
current comic and it like takes 5 minutes and it barely got from point A to point B. Like
Yes.
this issue could have been told in like six current comics.
Yeah.
I miss the fact that a lot got done, you know?
Yeah,
And
I mean, you would
when
get a lot out of it. I mean, that was typical of those comics in those days, but like Larry Hama just, that's how he writes those, and it was really, really
Yeah.
nice.
I just love I love this stuff.
Yeah. And he needs to write it that way, and it's a good thing that he's good at it, because I mean, there's just so many characters that you can't really, if you don't do it like that, then you don't end up seeing certain characters for, it would end up being years and years if you wrote it like with, you know, the typical way of writing a comic now, where like not much happens between
Yeah.
point A to point B.
I love Cobra Commander when he gets pissed off. He's just screaming bloody murder, you know. Just telling Zatara, like, what do you want? Like I'm chasing the Joes down the side of a mountainside. What bad news are you gonna give me right now?
Exactly. Oh my God, that's awesome. So, you know, you were talking about some of those movies. I just wanted to ask you if you've, so these are really the only movies that I watch. I want to know if you've, if you've ever seen them. I have a feeling you've probably seen at least two out of these three. So I haven't watched this in years and years, but I watched, about a week before Halloween, I watched Psycho 2.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I love that. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
And I've been watching that Eli Roth's History of Horror, and it's on AMC.
Is
And
it
so
the one that he had before, or is it a brand new one?
it's the same deal, but it's a brand new season.
Oh, I thought it was the same one. See, that's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
I
no.
thought it was this. I didn't know it was continued.
Yeah, it's, and you know, it's so this one was, the one episode that I watched was, it was like great sequels or whatever, because it said, you know, like sequels always get a bad rap, that they're, you know, usually so far so much inferior, and so they wanted to highlight some that were pretty good, and that
Well,
was one of those that they talked
Psycho
about.
is great.
Yeah,
I think me and
well, it
Barb have
reminded me. I'm
watched.
like, oh my God,
Well, have you watched the TV show? The what is it
Bates
called?
Motel.
Yeah, Bates
Yeah,
Motel.
oh yeah, I watched every
That was
episode.
so good too. That
Really
was
good.
addictive as hell. Like that
At
was
first, it threw me off
insanely
that it was set
addictive.
in that it was set in present day. It threw me off, but
Yeah.
I got over that pretty quickly. It
Oh my
was
God, it
really
was
good.
so good.
Yeah, it really was. So the other one I watched, I wonder if you've ever seen Dracula's Daughter from 1936.
No, I have
It was
not seen it.
really good. It was really good. It was like, so this woman comes to, you know, to England, and Van Helsing, the same actor that plays Van Helsing in the original Dracula movie with
Oh,
Bela Lugosi.
really? The Bela Lugosi one?
Yeah, he's in it, and you know, so they talk about it, it basically picks up where the other one left, and Dracula's daughter, she's there to basically, she wants to make sure she's really free, that Dracula has really been killed and stuff like that.
Where
And
did you see that one on?
so I bought a while back, a big box set of
Oh, the
like
Universal
Universal Horror.
movies?
Yeah, and so this
So it
one has a
came with
lot of the
it.
sequels.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gotcha.
So I've never seen it before. There's a bunch on this that I still haven't seen. I've seen all the original movies, Dracula, Frankenstein, but, and of course even Bride of Frankenstein, but some of these other sequels I've never seen. This one was a, that was a good one. And then the last one was Trick or Treat from 2007.
That one I have seen.
Okay, yeah, I figured
It's
you
been a
had.
while. I probably should revisit it, but I saw that one at the theater.
Oh, did you? I never
Yeah.
had. One of my friends recommended it. I'm like, oh, okay. So I watched it, and yeah, it was. I mean, it's got all those like mini stories throughout the, throughout the actual story itself of that Halloween night and what's going on and how it's like kind of intertwined. It was cool. I liked that one too. So
Yeah,
it was
that
three
one's
good ones.
good. I'd recommend those Blumhouse ones too.
All right, I'm gonna.
They're
I didn't even watch all of them
you
last year. I
gotta you
watched like
gotta be
two
in
of them.
the. I'll tell you right now though that they are kind of like the pacing is a little slow, but the payoff is good on all of them.
Okay.
Like there's even a musical one about two sisters that are pianists that find like this devil's book. Like it's crazy, but it's called Nocturne. That one was pretty good. I liked it quite a bit. And then there's one that I really liked about an old folks home. You know, they're going to a, and they're sort of like Wiccan people there, and it gets crazy. Like it's insane.
I'm hit or miss when it comes to like a lot of those that are like very slow builds because they really have to pay off. Like I think we've talked about it before, but I don't remember if you've seen Hereditary, but that was just way too slow going for me. It didn't really, I didn't think it paid off. The Witch is one that me and you have talked about several times.
That one killed me though.
It like literally nothing happens in, ever until
Well,
the last 5 minutes of the movie,
they're
and I didn't think it
slow
paid
and
off.
then there's pretentious artsy-fartsy.
That was
And
not.
I just don't like the pretentious artsy-fartsy stuff.
That one I did not like either. Whereas Midsummer or whatever, however you pronounce it,
Oh,
did you?
Midsommar? Oh, that's
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah,
That's amazing. I mean,
love
I would think
that.
that that's
Thought that was fantastic.
enough happens throughout that it keeps you interested. I'm guess it's a very long movie too. It's
Well, I
like
really liked. I know
apart.
you didn't like it as much, but the new Michael Myers movie.
I wanted more Jamie Lee Curtis. She just didn't, it wasn't
I
focused.
liked it because it was sort of like. What I liked about it is I had never seen Michael Myers just pissed off. Like, usually he kills people, but this time he's like. He's killing with like an anger that I've never seen before. Like there's that old man, and he killed the wife and the man, but he must have stabbed him like he was well dead. He made like chop suey out of him. Like he was just pissed off.
Well, once I after I fi finished watching and then I read and I saw that there's going to be a third one that kind of wraps it up as a trilogy,
Yeah.
like okay, I said then I put it in more perspective. I'm like, okay, then I think I can appreciate it more.
Well, I
I
liked it was
just
the
was
dot it's
surprised.
the daughters, like it's sort of linked. You got the young granddaughter, you got the her mother, and then you got Jamie Lee Curtis. So you got
Yeah.
like a whole generational thing. And then you got the guy that survived the first movie, which is played by Michael Anthony Hall.
Yes.
And another guy that survived another of the movies, and I don't know, I kind of liked it. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
when you have like 14 movies based on the same character, it gets kind of like, what are you gonna do now? But I was very entertained. I saw it different that I saw it at the theater too, so maybe the theater experience was much better.
That could be. Yeah, I saw it in my
Yeah.
living room. And matter of fact, I still have Peacock for another 5 days before I have to cancel it. Because I just
But
got this.
Peacock is free though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I did the 1 month paid so I could watch Halloween Kills.
Did you have to have the pay to get
Yes.
Hall? Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, but it's only like, what was it, $4.99 or
Because I asked
$6.99 or
Bill.
something.
Bill saw Halloween Kills, and I said, "Well, you must have the paid version." He's like, "No, I don't." And I'm like, "Well, you must, because you saw Halloween Kills." I'm like, "How did she see that?"
Well, according to what it said on their website and stuff, it's not that I tried it with the free one, but it said it listed it wasn't available unless you did the unless you pay, you know, had the paid subscription. So, I mean, it does make sense. It's like, why would they be giving away their brand new movie for free?
Brand new movie, yeah.
You know? Well, I don't know, but
There's a lot of people that didn't enjoy it, but I thought it was I had a blast with it.
and you
Maybe
saw
it,
Eternals yesterday too.
I loved it.
I haven't seen it. We will. We'll end up
The
seeing it, but
the
we haven't
thing
seen
that
it.
I loved about it was the complexity of the plot. It just it's like you could have discussion about some of these themes for hours because without giving anything away though, it's about there's no white and black. Like it's an incredibly weird shade of gray, like where you could discuss it and both sides are right. Like I don't think there's any villain. I really
Oh,
don't.
wow. That's interesting.
And it's just incredibly thought-provoking. I mean, just looking at the preview, yeah, it's just I liked it a lot. I could it's long. It's 2.5 hours. But yeah, I started reading Eternals again. I had read like the new Marvel series. I think Stacy started collecting it.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, but if you watch the movie and then go read that comic, it makes so much more sense.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay,
Like
I'm gonna have to tell her that.
where I think that comic falls short is just like setting the stage. Like here's Icarus, here's the power sets, this is what they do, this is what's going on. That comic just jumps you into like a murder mystery. Like but if you watch the movie and then go read the murder mystery, it's like, oh, this is awesome. Like this
'Cause you know who the
it
people are a little better.
yes. Yes. It like establishes them so much better. It makes you should read it after you see the movie. Like
Okay, I probably will.
take her it's only like 7 or 8 issues deep right now, but you should go read it after. But I'd say read it after if you like the movie.
Yeah, sure.
I if you don't enjoy the movie, then don't waste your time. But if
Well,
you
I'm sure
like
I'm gonna like the movie.
if you
We
like the
like pretty much
movie,
everything that, you
well,
know.
I like everything. I will say that the two after credit scenes are phenomenal. Like both of
Oh,
them,
really?
yeah, they're fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a couple of like when you say Eternals, I always think of Icarus. Like he's always in the front, and then you think of Circe. But I never thought of. I read Avengers and I never realized that Gilgamesh was the Forgotten One. He was an Avenger for a while.
I know he's an Avenger. I didn't know he's an Eternal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't realize, like, Barb asked me a question and I was like, I want to go double check. But she asked me about, like, Thanos and some other stuff. And I did not realize that Thanos, being from Titan, and you know how he's got all the brothers and sisters, right? He's an Eternal. He's a deviant.
No, I didn't know that at all.
So, like, if you start to think about all this stuff, like,
That's crazy.
I the only reason I looked that up was because Barb asked me, like,
Yeah.
and I'm like, you know what? I think he's a Titan, but I didn't realize the relationship.
No, I
And I'm like,
literally had
holy
no idea.
crap.
Yeah. No, I
He,
had no idea at all.
yeah, so it's like it all comes together. And if you look at things at the big picture, I don't know. I really like the complexity of this movie. Like, I could talk about the themes, but I don't want to talk about them now because you haven't seen it. But
Yeah.
it's really conflicting on how you would side. Like, if you have to pick a side and you realize, especially if you start to break it down as an engineer, like, what's right?
That's interesting.
It's
You've piqued my
insanely
interest as to what exactly there.
complex because I don't know the answer. Like I don't know the answer, and I struggle with it. Like I probably know where I would fall, and you probably would fall in the same lines because we have the same thoughts. But if you look at the big picture, how would you? God dang, it's so damn complex.
Wow, that's yeah, you've piqued my interest, and I think that now when we see it, I'll be, without knowing the specifics right now, I think that I'll be watching the movie from a different point of view. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just God dang. I would love to see it again. I really would, just so I could try to digest it like a little bit more because I still am on the fence. Like, I really am. It was a great experience on the big screen for sure. Other
That's
than it
awesome.
was super packed.
Oh, was it really busy? Yeah, it was busy.
Well, we don't. Me and Barb usually go at like the 10 o'clock feature, and Harley had an appointment, so we went to the 2 o'clock feature. But that means we're getting out at 5. Do you know what I mean? So it was already dark. It was already getting dark when we're coming out of the movie. So we're not used to that.
I
We went for breakfast. Well, I went for breakfast afterwards. It was like
know.
7 o'clock when we were done.
My God, and now it's gonna now with falling back, now it's gonna be even darker earlier.
Yeah, but I like that it's lighter earlier.
Yeah, I was surprised when I woke up this morning.
I like that because I walk Harley in the dark, and I
Yeah,
hate
you don't have
that.
to. No, you don't have to.
Maybe that's why I'm hurting myself.
I
I'm
got a
a
quick question for you before I cover the last my last book.
yeah.
Kickstarters. Are you doing the Valiant one or no?
I am. And matter of fact, I. There are so many Kickstarters that I love and I'm not doing anymore, but the Valiant, because I'm a completist and I've supported, those guys that do the record and stuff like that. I don't,
I'm struggling with it, Mike.
I do
I
not.
haven't backed it yet.
Well, I'll tell you why I did.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can decide. I didn't, as a completist of Valiant. Okay. I'm a completist. Like, I have every comic book story ever published by Valiant. Acclaim, anything. I did not want to take the chance that they wouldn't publish it in previews. I did not want to take the risk. Now reading the tiers, it kind of sounds like that the tier that you if you want the print copy, it sounds like it will be, but there's no guarantee. And
No, you're
just
right.
I did the same thing with the Elvira hardcover. There was nothing that Dynamite I could not get them to tell me if they were going to publish this hardcover of the Claypool Elvira series. So I did the same thing with that. I had to have that product, and I couldn't guarantee. It's different with Bloom. Like Bloom, I know is, but I just love Bloom so much, and I love the guy that I support Bloom, and I'll continue to support him just because he's legit.
Yeah,
And
and man, it's
Palmiotti
so
and
good
Gray.
getting the stuff out too.
But lately, I've been missing a lot of stuff, and I mean, I'm gonna get them eventually, but they're like way out on their promise dates, and I don't know if it has to do with this printing shortage and all this crap that's going on. But it's a way for me to save money because Kickstarters are expensive as shit. And I'm say if I stop doing Kickstarters the way I've been doing it, I'm saving hundreds a month, like a couple $100. That's a big deal.
See, for me, like I was very excited. I got, as soon as that it launched, I went and brought, pulled it up, and I'm like, I don't know, $35 and then $12 in shipping. It's almost
Yeah.
$50. I'm like, and again, there's no guarantee, but let's say, comes in previews. Even if they sell it again for $35, I'll get whatever, like 15, 20% off. And then I don't have to pay for shipping. And for me, I guess and I am missing stuff from Valiant. I don't have nearly a full collection, so that wasn't even a consideration
Well,
for
if
me.
that's
So
not a driver, like if that's not a driver of completionism,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
that's what I finally landed on. I'm like, you know what? I just can't justify
No,
spending $50 on it.
I would switch. I would switch if I was in your shoes.
Okay.
I think you would switch if you were in my shoes. Like,
I think so.
if you have a complete run of something and you think it might never make it, then you didn't want to take the chance, then go for it.
Right.
Like I don't know if that Elvira thing will ever come, and I'm glad that I have never got a hardcover that heavy ever in
Oh,
from a
really?
Kickstarter. It feels like it's 20 pounds, and I don't know what thickness of paper they used, 'cause it's not like an omnibus. It's more like a one of those Jack Kirby deluxes or something, like a square bound, but it is heavy. Oh my God, is it heavy?
Speaking of, you made me think because of the omnibus you said. I was looking at the Marvel preview for November, and oh my God, there's like three different omnibuses. I rarely get Marvel there's three of them that I want. I want the
I have
1962
to I
one.
have to look because it's the only preview that I haven't looked at yet.
Well,
So
I want the night that, you know how they did that August 1961 Omni or whatever it was called?
oh
Remember
shit. I can't believe they
1962?
have a thing omnibus with Byrne. Oh
That's the
my
other
God.
one. That's the other one.
Oh,
And
and the
then Luke Cage is
'62.
my third one. So I'm like, oh my God.
These bastards.
So I'm
Oh
thinking maybe
my
I'll pull back on Luke Cage.
God.
I just got the Epic. And I know it doesn't have as much, but if they run another epic, I can collect it that way instead. But the thing I'm definitely getting in the 1962, I'm definitely getting.
Luke Cage.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck? These sons of bitches.
All in the same month.
And there's two Black Panther omnibuses. They're
They're killing
God, I fucking hate you, Marvel. You
us.
suck. You don't know how to pace anything out. There's a paper shortage, for Christ's sake. I'm so disappointed now. You ruined my day.
I'm sorry. It's a lot of money.
Oh my God, and there's oh those are new printings though. Good. The
But
Epic
the thing one,
Collections.
I've hardly read anything of the thing, and I that's perfect. I can get the whole
That
thing
surprises me. That
altogether.
was John Byrne, man.
I know. So I'm gonna pick it up.
Oh, I love
Whole
Fantastic Four
thing,
at that
omnibus.
time, because Fantastic Four picked up She-Hulk, and then Thing went off in his own little space.
Yep.
He kind of did this World War Hulk thing.
It was after Secret Wars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't read a lot of the Byrne Fantastic Four until years later when I
Oh
picked up
God,
the
I
whole
love
run.
the Byrne Fantastic Four. So like coming out of like the story arcs and stuff, I had to buy Thing.
Well, he
And
was another one that
Thing flew right
wrote.
out of in other words, he never stopped publishing. He just Marvel 2-in-1 let ended and then this took over.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Byrne was another one that would do those subplots that would just come and go, like as the, between each issue and stuff, it'd be long running subplots going and stuff, and I always loved that.
What do you do in terms of covers? Like if you got this Luke Cage, would you go for the new cover or do you go for the original Heroes for Hire cover?
I go for the original one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Yeah. I just like it better. All right, should I cover my last comic?
Yeah, I just can't believe, man. This
I
just
don't
there's a Phoenix cover. Oh shit.
much. There's too much. And usually I'm definitely more heavily on the DC collections, but not this month.
Is Wolverine gonna die again? What the fuck?
I don't know what's going on. The many deaths and the many lives of Wolverine.
Oh my god.
It's two different series that two different mini series that cross over between back and forth. So like,
Well,
read death number one, then
Devil's
lives
Reign
number one.
has, which I thought was gonna be close to just one series, is really adding a lot of minis around it.
Aren't they? Yeah, I
Holy
noticed that too.
shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was just gonna be the one.
We're
And then we
trying to
got
pull
Ben
back up
Reilly
stuff by that.
Spider-Man. Damn.
Yep.
A She-Hulk
I'm getting that
series.
for sure. Love the She-Hulk.
Yeah.
I love that she's not savage anymore, that she's back to normal.
Oh, you didn't like her,
Not at all.
There's something weird with Jason Aaron's Avengers. Like, I usually love his writing, and it's hard. I'm
I ended up
getting
dropping it a
I'm
little while
getting
ago.
I'm getting it, but it's
Me too.
so hard.
I got tired of it for. I
And
mean,
I like him.
I
He's
do
like,
too.
I don't know if he's like just trying to have fun and break free of like the same stuff, or I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's working.
No, I don't. I agree.
All right, what do you got?
All right. Well, this is what I got today. The Muppets Take Manhattan number one of a 3-issue limited series from Star Comics.
Oh wow.
Huh?
The Muppets. Oh, Barb will have to listen to this. The Muppets Take
Yeah.
Manhattan.
From 1984. It's adapted from the hit movie by Stan Kay, and the penciler is Dean Yeagle.
What number are you covering?
Number one.
Number one, okay.
Yeah.
So you own this.
Yes, so I own this.
Can I ask you one question before you start?
Yeah, sure.
Do you subscribe to any digital platforms right now, or you turn them all off?
I still have the DC one.
Okay, that's the only one, huh?
Yeah. I'm thinking of if I can get myself to the point of pulling back a little on the Marvel side, I might reinstate the Marvel one, but I gotta stop buying. So I'm trying to figure out where I can save some money. Just spending too much. So if I can do that and then get unlimited, then
Well,
I'll do that.
you could go unlimited and read 99% of the comics.
I know,
So,
but I mean, for a lot of stuff, I feel like I need to have it, not just read it.
yeah,
So
that's
it's tough.
I hear you. I struggle with it every day. On my walks, I just like contemplate. You could be saving this much money, you know? And then you won't have to worry about trying to sell it or anything later, you know, like it. And it's like,
Yes,
oh
that's
my
exactly what's happening.
God. So like the part that makes sense, but then it's like the hoarder part, like the hoard the part of me, oh my God, I'm like, I have a hole. Like I don't it's like this compulsion that sort of takes over, and then usually the compulsion wins. You know, like
Well,
when I start to think logically, like the DC app is still not where it needs to be. Like it's just not.
right.
But the Marvel is there. And the Independent is not there either. Like
Not at all.
Comixology Unlimited is pretty badass. You know what I think you would love though? Like I don't think you get any Zenoscope books, but you would love Tales of Terror.
I bet you I would.
No, you would love, because it's like an anthology without being an anthology, because it has a different, it's like a done in one story every issue, and it's in that like Tales from the Crypt, you know, type story. It Oh man, they're just so good. And yeah, they got cheesecake covers, yes, most of the time, but this you would follow right into your, wheelhouse
Oh, for sure.
of the horror genre for sure.
Is that on Comixology Unlimited?
They have a lot.
Okay.
They don't have everything, but you can get like when I was on in Arizona, I didn't take any physical media with me, so I had Comixology Unlimited, and I read like all of Volume 1 and most of Volume 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, but so going back to like the, collector mentality, like you need to have it. And I'm the same way that I'll sit there and I'll logically think, I'm like, if I could read these and still enjoy them, and how much money could I then save that we don't have to like have such a big credit card bill, or we could save more quickly, like, for the trip that we just took, which is
Yeah,
expensive.
exactly. Exactly.
I think about
How
all
many
that stuff.
fast passes could you have gotten?
Right. I think about all that stuff, and then
It's
Daryl sends me
crazy.
in. He sends me a text with, from the Bleeding Cool, like, do you have a plan for your comics after you die?
Yeah.
I'm like, bastard. I'm like, I'm giving them my give them to
When
my
you
kid so they can flip
start
them
to
off.
think logically about it, it gets crazy, and it's like this constant struggle. It really is, because, man, I could talk about we should have a podcast just about this and try to wean ourselves off, but
We could have, and it's like Joe says a lot too. Joe Crawford, he's like, you're afraid that you're gonna miss out on,
yeah,
like, even if you don't
it's
love a particular title at right now, you're afraid that you're gonna jump off and then it's gonna be amazing.
It's fear of missing out, and for me, it's even worse. I could read a title I don't like, but I have a compulsion of a need to know. Like even though it's on a down slope, like I don't care for the writer or like Avengers, I want to know that part of history. Like I can't just say, my mind can't just say, well, I don't care about these Avengers. Like I it says no, you care about it because it's historically relevant. In other
Right.
words, it exists.
Yeah, so you're going to need to know
I
that
need to
in
know
5 years
that.
when there's something else going on. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I struggle with, another layer of, I have another layer of complexity.
And then on top of it's the completest thing where it's like, I might not like it right now, but I've gotten every single issue
Yeah.
that's ever. I'm not going to just stop. I can't stop it.
But as we're reading old issues, I get like this thing like the current comics. In other words, if I'm reading an X-Men book, like it takes me like 6 issues to do 1 issue, like of what 1 issue in the past would do.
Would be,
Like it just moves so damn slow. I just I don't know. And I know I can do it. I know I can. It's do I want to? I don't know. I struggle with this shit. Well, tell us about the Muppets. Maybe you'll
okay.
bring up make me happier.
Well, let's talk about the Muppets. So the Muppets, to start this off, they're graduating from college, Mike, and they're putting on a production of Manhattan Melodies by Kermit the Frog. It's the senior class play. Huge hit. Huge hit. And the audience liked it so much they even shout out, next time we'll see you on Broadway. And so it kind of gives them an idea as they go backstage, and Kermit's not really down with it. He's kind of saying, he's like, we need, the script needs work, we need to do this, we need to do that. But everyone else kind of convinces him, like, listen, we could stay together this way, we could stay together as a group instead of all go our separate ways. Now that college is over, we can actually launch this as a Broadway show. So that's what they do. They end up going to New York City to try to hit it big on Broadway. And so the first thing that they do, of course, they get off the bus and they need to find place to stay. And Camilla the chicken finds lockers that are, you have a quarter to the locker, and those are perfect living quarters for the Muppets. So they each have their own locker. Do you remember this from the movie? I
I
don't remember
don't.
from the movie, but I remember that they're all sitting in their lockers talking to each other. They're at the bus depot, and that's where they're staying. So
I
Kermit
don't
goes.
remember watching this movie.
You do remember or don't
I
remember?
remember watching the first two, but I think this is the third one.
No, this was. Oh yes, this is the third one because Great Muppet Caper was the second one. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about this one.
I remember very, very little. I remember the first two a lot more, like you said, especially the first one because I've seen it so many times. So Kermit takes a look at the Variety newspaper, and he sees that there's a guy called Martin Price that is looking for talent for something. So they get there and they start, they talk to the secretary, they let him in, and they start talking about their play, Manhattan Melodies, and Kermit does some singing, and just like that, Martin Price is like, "Oh, you know what?" He's like, "This sounds great." He's like, "I smell a hit." He's like, "This is awesome." He's like, "You're going to Broadway." It's like, "Hang on, there's a million things we got to do. We got to rent a theater. We got to do this. We got to do this. Now, all I need from you guys are $300 each." And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "That's the standard Broadway procedure." So he's looking for, I mean, there's a bunch of them, $300 each. And suddenly the police come marching in, and there's a old lady that's accusing this Martin Price, whose real name is Murray Plotsky, of stealing her life savings. So this guy is just a big scammer. Just wanted to steal their money. So he ends up getting arrested. And now the Muppets are back to square one because they don't know what's going on, but they're like, "You know what? That's okay. One crook isn't going to stop us. We're going to get this to Broadway," and everyone's excited. So they go ahead and they mark on their calendar July 2nd. They're going to start looking for a producer. And they go from one to the other to the other to the other, and it's showing all these, pages of the calendar just flying away. And soon it's the end of September, and they've had nothing at all, absolutely nothing. And so everyone's pretty bummed out, and they ask Kermit what they should do next. And of course, he blows up at this point, saying, "How should he know? They tried and they failed. There's nothing he can do." So they check to see how much money they have. They only have two more nights worth of quarters. And they go, "Well, let's stop into this restaurant and eat." And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think this is the first appearance of Rizzo the Rat from this movie and from this comic. He's working at the restaurant, and he takes their order and stuff and finds out they don't have any money. So he pushes the table off to the young lady that works there. And she and Kermit hit it off, and she offers to let them have some 11 bowls of soup, even though they don't have any money. And as Kermit and the young woman are talking to each other, the rest of the gang are at the table, and they're discussing amongst themselves, saying, "You know what? Maybe it's time that we went out on our own." It's like, "You know what we should do? We should all get jobs and make something of ourselves, make Kermit proud." So Kermit comes back to the table, and Scooter says, "Well, Kermit, we've had some job offers." And Kermit's like, "Well, that's great. We can repaint our lockers." And Scooter's like, "No, all the offers are out of town." "Yeah, way out of town." And Kermit's like, "Oh, okay. I didn't realize you all had terrific offers." And so they all end up going their separate ways. And they sing a little goodbye song, and which of course doesn't translate very well through a comic book, but they say goodbye to Kermit, and Kermit's all alone, just walking down this street of New York and trying to figure out what he's going to do. And he's like, "I'm going to find a way to get them back." Not in a bad way, get them back here, I should say. And he's walking around this at night, and he notices the Empire State Building. So he goes up to the roof for a view, and he's looking around, and he looks through the binoculars and he sees Broadway and he's like, you know what? He's like, this show isn't dead. Like, we're gonna be on Broadway. I'm still here and I'm gonna stay until we get it on. And so that's the end of this particular issue. So there's only two more issues, and that involves seeing what the gang is doing and then getting them back to actually have a hit Broadway show. But yeah, this
did
was
you
this
did
was
you buy a lot of Star Comics?
Very few.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I bought any off the shelf.
Yeah, I
because I thought that I thought there were kids' books, so I
they
didn't.
Were.
Yeah, but I like didn't care.
Yeah.
But I will say that I've been reading Top Dog. Man, that one's really good.
Kirk got you into that, didn't
well,
he?
Well, I think he got me into it, but I didn't realize like it reads like a Harvey comic, like a good Harvey comic. I really like it.
Yeah, and I mean that's the difference between like at first when you're, you know, I mean, you were older, you're a teenager. I was becoming a teenager at this time, and it's like I don't want any like little kid comic books.
Yeah, I didn't want anything to do with them.
And then when you get older, you're like, oh, you know, those are nice. They actually take me back. They're light reading. Yeah.
I just bought some droids, and I'm working on the He-Man ones. Yeah, that's what
I don't think
on.
I even realized they had a He-Man star.
Yeah. No. Well, the He-Man started off in DC, but it made its way to Star Comics, Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
So there's only 13 issues of that, and I only have four of them, but I'm trying to get them as I get them.
Yeah.
And then the Star Wars ones, the Ewoks and the droids.
Yeah, I never had any of those.
I don't think I'm going to go and get Top Dog. I'll just keep reading it on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, like, when the line first started, I might have bought, like, the first issues of a handful, but then I think just for, like, I don't even know what the reason why, but I just kept buying Wally the Wizard and it only lasted 12 issues, so I have all 12 of those.
But yeah, that's crazy. I stuck away from it. I didn't used to be like a compulsive. Now I've gotten worse with age. It's weird. I used to be more disciplined, and I used to like if I didn't like something, then I'd drop off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like I got worse since I became an adult. Like it seems like once I had the money I got worse.
Well, I mean to some extent that can make sense because it's no longer a factor in your decision making.
Well, I don't
know?
Have any debt or anything, but
right,
it's just a lot of material and it's all like I'm at capacity. I have a storage unit now.
Yeah.
And that's filling up. So it's like how much do I really want to go, you know?
I know. It's tough. It's like, how do you make those decisions? And it's really difficult. You know, I don't have what you have, and so far it's still all fitting in the basement, but it's taking up a tremendous amount of room in the basement that, you know, could be utilized for other things. It's not, it's not an issue at this point, but
it could be.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's more of a financial issue now. Again, we're like you, Mike. We're not at all in debt. We save money. I'm in good shape with 401k and everything else. But I just think of the week to week and month to month expenses.
Yeah.
That we could move like it would be so much easier. Like we wouldn't have the credit card bill every month that we have if I wasn't buying.
Yeah.
And I've only really bought this much ever since shortly after going to DCBS because, you know, I went and I started to notice, like, see these prices. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then
I think I actually think that DCBS was part of it. Like, I think that at the LCS, I was more disciplined when there was just an LCS, you know? It's like
and
you're going
and
in
you're,
to get
you're,
your books.
You're handing
and
over the money, even if it is a credit card, you're still handing it over right there. You're seeing the amount, whereas you're ordering something, you do see the total on DCBS, but it's like weeks later, it just comes it just gets auto charged and you don't even pay
Yeah.
attention to it. It's like it's not there. It's very tough, but I sit there and I look and I'm like, especially as the kids get older, I could be spending this money or saving this money,
Well, I
for
have one room I can't even get into. So it's bad
college. Yeah.
because it's got hardcovers stacked 3 feet high, like
Yeah.
entirely. And we just sold our Elantra, like our car.
Oh,
And
you did.
I had to get in there to get to the deed or whatever, the
Yeah, the paperwork.
license paperwork. And man, was it a hell of a time. I look like a fat Houdini trying to trying to do like a contortionist thing, just trying to get to it.
If you were looking for one of the hardcovers, would you be able to find it in there?
No.
Okay. That's just funny.
So, like, if I could, what I want to do with the collected editions is gut that room, like move them into another bedroom and say, okay, we can't have visitors for a month, and then take that desk and then the side unit out entirely. Have somebody put it in a storage unit until I can give it to my dad or my mom, because that furniture is badass. Like, it's expensive furniture. It's good furniture. I don't use it. So give it to somebody that will use it, like my family or somebody on my family side, where they'll ship it, he'll take the trailer and take it out. But put it in a storage unit till then, and then like throw in like five more bookshelves in there, and then take all that shit off the floor, and then it's sort of legit, and then I can get to things. But right now it's just like I'm working on the Cloak and Dagger. It's sort of like an Epic Collection, but it's not. It doesn't have Epic Collection, but there's like a Cloak and Dagger one, and it goes into you have these issues because I know you finished getting Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yes.
But these are like the Silvermane issues, like
Oh,
towards
I
the
love
end.
that story.
Yeah, well, a king it goes into like I just read like what was it 95 and 96, which are the Silvermane issues, like when he lost control, like how Kingpin screwed with him and sort of brought him back from the dead, and then he's like a mindless robot, but he's got like he's like I have to find he's like Dagger took my soul, like she took his like spirit and stuff with her light daggers, and she has it inside of him or inside of her, and so he's like drawn to her, but he's like a mindless machine, like he's just going after his kind of like his soul. And Kingpin has Vanessa. It's crazy how tied in this stuff was to the Marvel Universe, because all of a sudden you see it snowing and it's like, well, this takes place in Thor. it's snowing and there's a blizzard, and Black Cat saying, maybe we should go help the Fantastic Four and Avengers, and he's like, no, we have to track down Dagger
It was
and
crazy how
Silvermane.
tight the continuity was. That was Jim Shooter, like basically making
Yeah, he
sure
was.
everything made sense.
Yeah, it was editor in chief Jim Shooter. He, and then Spider-Man. It's crazy because Spider-Man was in the black costume in 80 in 95, so he's still the symbiote, okay? And in 96, he's not. So like in the other issues of Fantastic Four, they've already used the sound and stripped him of because he was losing control. Like in 95. He's like exhausted. He's like telling Black Cat, I don't know what's going on. I'm drained. And then he goes out at night again, and Black Cat's like, why is Peter going out at night without telling me? And then she's jealous. She's like mad. Like, why is he going out? And then she's got that weird thing, like, I only like Peter if he's got his mask on. Like,
She didn't
he
want to
takes
do
it
it,
off.
Peter. She
Like,
liked the spider.
Silvermane beat the shit out of him. And he had to take his mask off, and then she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna leave you in bed, but I can't stand to look at you." Kind of thing. It's And then Cloak is depleted because, And then there's stuff with Flash Thompson, and it's insane. And then the Rose is trying to steal the Kingpin's business, and Vanessa's in bed, and he thinks that he needs to get Cloak or Dagger to save her life, and they don't, so he's like vengeful against Cloak and Dagger now.
Yeah.
And Mary Jane knows at this time, Mary Jane knows that he's Spider-Man and they're separated, and she knows that he's dating Black Cat. I mean, it's just God dang, man. There's so much material. And then there's even a scene where it shows like Betty Brant and like every character. Here's where J. Jonah Jameson is. Here's where the entire cast is. And then he gets back into a Spider-Man costume, like for the first time here. I don't know if it's the first time because it might have happened in Amazing First, but it's the first time in this just series. He's like it has like a flashback where Reed took the imprisoned the alien, and now he was back, and he's like, oh yeah, I got my costume back. And then you got that weird dude, the Answer, who seems to know the answer to everything, that's working for the Kingpin. It's just insane how dense these books are.
It really is. It really is. And
And it ties in, like it literally ties into like five comic books. Oh, here's why it's snowing. Or here's what happened in Amazing. Like, you know what I mean? It like has all of that stuff. Yeah, it's incredible. But I was rereading it because I have them in singles, but I was rereading it in the Cloak and Dagger trade.
That's awesome. I see, again, it's like, for me, that's like peak, like it's when I started buying them regularly, 1 month, like not missing any months, like right around like 86, like number 86 up, you know what I mean?
Well, in
And so you're
reality, I
right
could
there.
like stop all Marvel and just read my epics and still have enough to read for the rest of my life. I mean, that's how much epic collections have come out. I have enough trades to last me until I die. Like, it's in, and that's not even counting singles. Like,
know.
that's like, what the hell?
I don't know. I'm. We
Maybe I
talk
should.
about.
Maybe I should. Just with the exception of like some major things like Daredevil, Black Panther, and some things that I really want to finish, just go digital on Marvel, you know what I mean?
I know, but it's hard. It's hard to, at least for me, it's hard to stick with that. It's like, I don't know what the issue, like what the problem is. If I can read it at any time, I don't like, what are you actually gaining by having them? Especially if you're not really planning on, like, if you're not buying them for investment purposes, then you're not really gaining anything by having it. But it's like, I can't not have them.
But then, even if you have them, you have to worry about selling them at some point, right?
Right.
Or else you're giving them to your kids, but do they really want them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, is that I hope
I
at
don't have
least.
any kids, so it's like, who would get them? You know, my brother, and then he's got, oh shit, how am I gonna sell all this shit? You know, like.
And that is a concern too, because even if they said, yeah, that's fine, like, I mean, there might be a lot of gold in there, but then there's a ton of stuff that, like, you're better off just dumping, for one small price for, all of it or whatever. But and then, do you want to saddle anybody with having to make those decisions?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Even if I look at previews now, like, do I have to get, this Wolverine crossover?
Yes, you do.
I could read it on the app.
I know. Because, I mean, I'm sitting here telling you, like, I got to find a way to pull back. But at the same time, there's three omnibuses that I want that are going to end up making my bill more than it probably has been in months. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I
No,
don't
no
know
easy
either.
way to do it.
All right, well, we'll see who gets the balls. Who
I'm
has the balls? But
trying.
I really don't think I do, but
No, I don't think
I am getting the itch. I don't know. You've heard me a couple times get the itch, and I never fall through. And if I do last, it's only like 2 months, and then I'm like, oh God, I'm back to where I was. But and then I'm ordering on my comic shop to fill what I just missed.
Yep.
Since just I don't know.
I know. I'm gonna my thing is I think I
But
can't
then I take
just
like a
go
week
cold
off,
turkey.
like these vacations like get me thinking too, because like when I retire, I want to take a week. I want to go to Arizona. I want to go out to eat. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I don't want to lug comics with me. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to read. I'll still read. Like I read on this vacation, I read like 40 comics digitally. So I was like, they were there.
Yeah, exactly. You enjoyed them.
Yeah. I still enjoyed them. Yeah.
Well,
I
I'll
don't
let you know
know.
what my bill is when I place my November order.
I think you just convinced me not to get the Omnibuy.
What? You're not going to get any of them?
I don't think so.
I'm definitely getting Thing in 1962. I've
If
convinced myself
anything,
not to get
if I
Luke
do get
Cage.
anything, it'll be 1962. But
Yeah.
I own every one of those Luke Cages. I own every single, like the thing.
Yeah.
I own all those issues. I own all those Fantastic Four, The Secret Wars, West Coast Avengers Complete. I own Quest Probe number 2. I might not have Marvel Tales or Marvel graphic novel Hulk and Thing, but everything else I own.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
And this Black Panther one is fun because it's Black Panther, but
probably have that too.
well, I could just say I just stick with the, I'll just stick with the epics, you know, and just keep getting the epics.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that, like just cutting the cord entirely and just get epics, and then reading everything else digitally, except for things like Conan, because what if Marvel loses the license? Then I
Yeah.
can't get that.
True.
Yeah. I don't think Marvel will ever lose Star Wars.
Not at this point, no.
Yeah, they own it.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
think they'd ever give that up. Like
No, they'd have to
that's
agree to
their
sell it. I don't know why they
but
would
that's their
do
money. Like
that.
that's their where their rides are, their merchandising, that there's
Well,
just
that's
no
the thing.
way.
No, there's a, I
If
mean,
anything, they're gonna absorb more. They're not gonna get rid of stuff.
no.
Unless they haven't somebody inherit it that is absolutely dumb as shit
Yeah, I
down
can't
the
imagine
line.
that they would. I mean, not to say that they wouldn't make an agreement at some point down the road for having another company that wants to publish Conan
Yeah.
comics. Like if they don't find it, that is making it any money for them to do the publishing themselves.
Yeah.
Like do Star Wars, or I mean, I'm in Star Wars. Like have somebody else do Star Wars comics, but they're not going to get rid of the actual ownership of the property because that's just way too valuable.
Yeah. I gotta do something. I don't know. You're at least a little like you're in control. In other words, what I mean is usually what you buy, you consume. Do you know
That
what I
stock
mean?
going
You're
right now, but
you might be behind because of the vacation and
yes.
couple of things,
And
but
the way that the deliveries had been back in
and some of the
September and
back
October.
issues, or I mean the collected editions, but you're pretty
Oh,
much
sure.
caught up on the monthlies. I'm
Yeah,
not.
yeah, yeah.
So it just makes no sense.
I know.
Ah!
Well, tell Barb you've made the decision and she'll be
No,
delighted.
she'd be
I
happy, but
know. Barb, I'm not buying comics.
I'll always buy comics. I just don't know in what form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy the trade experience because That's how I read my singles anyway.
It's true.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't like the space that trades take, though. Oh my God. That gives me anxiety just going into that room.
I understand that because I can only imagine, and I probably have one tenth the amount that's just sitting, and it gives me anxiety because I'm like, I just want a bunch of shelves, and I need
Yeah.
shelves.
We'll see what happens when Chris isn't around.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, and you can reach us at Rob Qu Krieger at Twitter, and me at Mike Myers Brunch, and Chris Ivy is at MythMaking ETC. And we are located at geekbrunchpodcast.com, and we love comics. Don't get us wrong. We're just have a lot. We'll always
Yeah,
love comics. I mean,
exactly.
that's the underlying theme. It just as we're getting older, it's you start thinking about it a lot.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice talking with you, Mike. It was
Yeah.
great catching up.
Yes, it was. And take care and have a good week.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye.